Welcome to another episode of the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estratore, proudly bringing to you the latest in insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management on behalf of Financial Services Online. Australian financial services have long been entwined with the unique challenges of our environment. Today, we focus on how they strive to adapt and innovate amid severe weather and climate challenges. Earlier this week, the Treasury addressed the complexities of disaster insurance terms following a federal inquiry into 2022's catastrophic floods. Recognizing that standard definitions are not a blanket solution, Assistant Secretary Rob Preston has suggested an expanded terminology could help policyholders, while issues distinguishing types of floods and coverage scope remain. However, standardizing maintenance and wear and tear terms may offer limited benefits. The Insurance Council of Australia works to clarify fair wear, which could aid policyholders, but intricate policy execution persists within the industry. The APRA, Australia's Prudential Regulation Authority, has also voiced out concern. At a recent Sydney conference, Executive Director Sean Carmody called upon insurers to take a decisive role in shaping the future of insurance. With increasing severe weather challenges and protection gaps, he urged for more effective communicative steps to enhance transparency in policy details, premiums, and the impact of mitigation efforts. The message was clear: ensure a more robust foundation of trust for a resilient future in the industry and for clients. The Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia, or ASFA, chimed in, calling for tailored climate reporting standards that provide a clearer snapshot of the risks faced by super funds. They support mandatory climate disclosures, but emphasize the need for them to be designed with our unique investment practices in mind, keeping fund members informed about climate risks to their retirement savings. In the realm of finance, the Reserve Bank of Australia maintained the cash rate steady at 4.35%, taking a breather as inflation shows signs of moderation. High service inflation persists, but the RBA foresees a return to the 2-3% inflation target range by 2025. The policy future might see an ebb and flow, with key factors being the ongoing economic data, along with inflation and labor market outcomes. That's all for today's news wrap. For more detailed insights, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay informed, stay secure. I'm Paige Estratore, signing off. Until next time, good day to you all.